Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
But we officially researched this before we started, and we said the Author Academy Awards, now called the Author Elite Awards, is an award bestowed for literary merit and publishing excellence in the writing and publishing industry. It's given annually by Author Academy Elite, and it's presented at the official awards ceremony on October 23rd, which is going to be live streamed, no fee to watch. Thousands of people are going to be jumping in. This year, it's going to be televised because our conference is virtual. I say televised, you know what I mean, live stream. You know what I'm talking about.
I know what you mean.
The various categories are bestowed a special boon of merit that they can hang up forever. I know a lot of people put on the very front cover from now on a seal that says top 10 finalist. You could even put nominee, because not everyone gets in. I mean, you have to be approved. And then even the grand finale, the first prize winner. They are giving what's called a 90-second speech. This is going to be broadcast all over the world with their book. I mean, Joel, this is legit. On top of that, they're going to get some amazing prizes. They're going to get, in addition to the Boon of Merit, which we're mailing this year, safe and secure, their name will be on it. Their book even might be on it. Their category's on it. But they're going to get a press release written about them and the other winners. They can share that with their hometown paper. I know our media team is excellent. Many people. In fact, if you Google Author Academy Awards, our old name, or Author Academy, Author Elite Awards, you will see, if you Google that and click news, you will literally see many, many authors who've benefited from media already. They're going to get your course, which is fantastic. Oh my gosh, 30 days to a bigger stage. It helps them really prepare for their platform to grow. We are going to put out our own channel, ISC TV. So we're going to blow that up as well. And then Joel, there's so many things. I do live streams with people that go out to thousands of people. They get on the podcast, the YouTube. It really is to market and share the love for authors.
You know, and that's the big difference between this and other award ceremonies and programs is just the amount of support. I mean, already, just the amount of support all of the authors get in how to promote, how to leverage opportunities like this to really raise awareness and get more people to take note of their book.
Yep. Fantastic.
Yeah. So tell us about when. When's all this going down?
Yeah. So October 23rd, let me just share that months and months and months ago, people were able to apply. And again, we didn't accept everybody. They have to be a brand match. It's a tight contest. It's pretty rigorous. Then basically, if they qualify, they have an opportunity to raise awareness, meaning vote for my book. Hey, I'm in the running. And Joel, I don't know if people realize this, but if they go down to authorelitawards.com, you can see at the very bottom, some of these categories have gotten I just went on the other day, 4,000 votes in one category.
Wow.
So, I mean, and it's not just a popularity contest. They're judged on cover, on content, on social contribution. There's a whole algorithm that we share in the submission rules. But this is intense. It's not just who got the most votes that goes into the equation, but that's just part of it. And so October 23rd is when the official ceremony is. We cut the submissions July 1, and then today, of course, is the top 10 finalists.
So you've got, in the past you had red carpet. We're still doing a red carpet even with a live stream, right?
Oh, my gosh. The red carpet this year. Talk about global. And I don't even know if all the chapter leaders know this. We are literally shipping microphones with flags all over the world. and we're going to cut in on the live stream and interview authors. So if there's an author in Australia now who's like, you know, oh my gosh, can I be on the red carpet? The answer is absolutely. You know, I mean, if they're at one of the locations. So we have satellite locations all over the world for Igniting Souls Conference. If you don't, oh, Lori says one category had over 10,000 votes. Wow. So my point is this, folks, share the link for the conference because you want to be on the inside. Yes, you can watch the live stream for free for the Author Elite Awards, but then the entire weekend, Joel, is really all about helping authors build their business, increase their influencers, increase their readership. There's going to be experts there from all over the world. And we're just excited here for the Author Elite Awards today.
All right. You've already covered the where. It's going to be online, global live stream. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Oh, yeah.
Any other bells and whistles and exciting things happening that weekend?
Oh, I'll tell you what. Joel, we,
how much you're willing to reveal?
Only some, only some. But this is, the speakers there are truly the next level. These are people. One speaker at the VIP day, get this, she literally makes $40,000 per book launch that she helps, and she's coming to train the VIPs at Spark Day, the Igniting Souls Conference. So the whole weekend, we didn't even talk about the live stream book sale. We're going to put all kinds of authors on front stage and tell people, like, get their book, and then we're going to reimburse them. This is such a special weekend. I would say if you say that you like books, if you say you're an author, if you say that you really want to grow your influence, impact, and income from books, and then you choose not to come to a conference that takes our team 1 year to produce. Mike Kanings, who helped Tony Robbins become a household name, he's the guy behind it. Why? Because he's great at digital presence. He's going to teach people how to become a category of one. Again, that's VIP day. So the general sessions are going to be off the walls. I want to know how many people are coming to the conference. IgnitingSoulsConference.com. And here's the thing, Joel. Even though it's virtual, we call it experiential. Watch the trailer. You'll be blown away. But here's the problem.
Yeah.
There literally is a cap on seats. Like we went out and got Remo software. We've got an LED curved screen, a stage that is off the wall. I mean, you've seen it. This isn't like, hey, we're going to sit on Zoom for 3 days.
Right.
Everyone literally can come, set up their own little avatar, and walk through the conference and sit at different people's virtual tables and be there. I mean, it's truly unbelievable. In fact, I showed it to some influencers, and they said, quote, heck, I'm buying a ticket just so I can see how you're doing this. All right.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool. And you see, I mean, people are just lighting it up too fast. There's so many people who are coming to the conference. And again, that's just another exciting part of the weekend. The Author Elite Awards are going to be fantastic. Right. I'm ready for the names, man. What about you?
I'm ready. I want to know more about the why and how. I think you may have covered a lot of that.
Yeah, I covered it all.
Yeah.
I'm good.
I'm ready for names. Who else out there is ready for names?
Go ahead and type in yes if if you're ready, and then doubly share, because again, 160 of you should be sharing right now, because actually hundreds more, because your name might be announced and your book. So Joel, I don't envy your job trying to get all the names right. Some of them are very interesting, and I love it.
They are interesting. I've been
you've been practicing.
I've been preparing and preparing for this moment. So
awesome.
What do we got here first, Gary?
So our first category, at least according to my chart, and again, I don't even know the official names, Joel. I'm just looking at the chart. The chart that I have says advice. Is that the right?
Advice. I've got advice right here. So
okay. All right.
All right. Here we go, folks. The big reveal.
Top 10.
We are starting with the top 10 finalists of the Author Elite Awards. And the first category is the advice category. And the top 10 finalists are Casey Andrews, Broken to Brilliant. Dr. Ivy Gee, The Art of Good Enough. Brend Montecalvo, Visual Secrets for School Success. John Antonio, Always Say Hi. Renee Vidor, Measuring Up. Jerry McColgan and Lou Rodriguez, Beyond the Celebration. Yolanda Smith, Reputation to Reward. Dan Barber, Unplanned Parenthood. Melanie Prather Studer, College Bound. Dr. Velma Bagby, Your Adam is Asleep Until God Opens His Eyes. Congratulations.
That is fantastic. Joel, there are people who are literally, I don't know, you could type this many exclamation points. I'm trying to find it. There's so many comments rolling in, I can't even catch up. But Joel, this is exciting. In fact, I'm going to get a little applause here, sound effects. So.
Yeah, do you have sound effects there?
Listen, man, I got anything you need. Okay. So I hope. See? You like that?
Well played.
I might have a different one next time.
All right. Who do we got next?
Next category is self-help. And by the way, Joel, while you're getting that ready, the winners, the top 10, are going to get a special email tomorrow. So give our team some time. We got to queue up the emails. They're going to get an email that explains incredible things. In fact, we even have a Zoom with them later this week where I'm going to teach them how to maximize even the top 10 nomination for marketing. So fantastic.
Awesome. Okay. So self-help.
By the way, keep sharing, folks. Keep getting the word out. We're about to announce some big
Okay. Names. Here we go. Top 10 finalists in the self-help category. Kathy Studer, Broken to Beautifully Whole. Alita Norris, Women Who Spark. Mike Domini, Thrown Off Script. Eric Twiggs, The Discipline of Now. Christy LeRae, Messy Miracles. Danielle Burnock, Because You Matter. Rachel Brooks, Chasing Perfection. Brooke Fike, Call Me a Tightwad. Sarah Nelson, Footsteps of Hope. Lauren Jumrukovsky, They Say, Not Your Average Parenting Book. Congratulations. Outstanding.
You like that?
That is good stuff.
All right. I'm having right. fun. Next one is, ooh, I like this category, Business and Investing.
Business and Investing. Here we go. Top 10 finalists in the category of Business and Investing. Mm-hmm. Garland Vance, Getting Unbusy. Glenn McQueenie, Shutdown Slingshot. Jim Edwards, Copywriting Secrets. Mm. Thomas J. Williams and Iris K. Palma, Deducting the Right Way. Rose Opengart, Find Your Where. Dr. Brandon Partycooper, Millennial Leadership. Serena Carcassole, Your Time Is Now. Kimberly Spate, I Need to Know You. John D. Hansen, Wow Your Customers. Desi Payne, Do You Work with the Living Dead? Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. That was a big crowd, man.
You got different applauses.
That was stadium crowd. I'm just saying. This is fantastic. And by the way, if you heard your friend, tag him or her, because they might not know. They might be sleeping. I heard someone was with Karen, woke up at 3 a.m. from Australia to be here today. It's amazing.
Good job, Karen. All right, who do we got next?
We got health. Great categories.
Here we go. Top, we've got six finalists here in the health category for the Author Elite Awards. First, we have Crystal Waltman, Quitting to Win. Dr. Jim Henry, After Diagnosis, Life. Louise A. Elliott, The Brain Power Pyramid. Jenna Barbosa, Tenacious Grace. Vivian L. King, When the Words Suddenly Stopped. Sonia Echemendi, Living a Life of Tin Can Moments. Congratulations.
It's coming. It's coming, Joel.
Here, I'll fill the voice.
This is the... I'm just saying. That's a big crowd right there, man.
All right, who do we have next?
All right, our next crowd, our next category is clean romance.
Clean romance. Got it right here.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Top 10 finalists in clean romance. Colleen Shunk, Letters to Cora. Amy L. Ada Days, Mission Files. Lisa Washington, Love Lifted Me. Jeanette Winters, Southern Spice Sweet. Diana Catherine Plapa, A Tryst of Fate. Cherry Christensen, Secret Valentine. Kelda Poino, Sweet Caroline. Jennifer Simmons, Shipley's Secrets. Valerie Nefora, I Asked the Wind. Yvonne Thomas Duhon, Letter to My Wife. Congratulations.
That crowd had the female voices there. You like that?
Yeah. Okay.
Next group is Fantasy.
Fantasy. Okay, top 10 finalists in the fantasy category are Nanette O'Neill, A Doorway Back to Forever. Lori Gurnett, Treasure Kingdom. Andrea Pride, The Curse of Time. Nick Alamonos, The Prices of Enya. S.G. Savage, Lydia's League of Angels. C.P. Morgan, Magic. Nina Sodden, The Chosen. Tyler Snur, The Jewels of Fate. Samantha Evans, Ella. Anka Antosi, Forget Me Not. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, Joel, a little comedy break here for a second.
All right.
Just to keep everybody excited, and you know the mystery category is on next. So just when I walked out of when I dropped my kids off today, the principal came out and saw me in a suit, and he said, you know, hey, you look pretty nice. I said, once a year, and I just said, these people are special. Joel, I know for you to put on a suit, these authors have to be pretty special to you now.
That's right.
Because you've been wearing t-shirts like the last 6 months. I'm just saying.
You are saying, and you are correct.
It's all good. All right, let's go to our next one. Mystery.
Mystery. Okay, here we go. Top 10 finalists in the mystery category. We have Sheila Lowe, Proof of Life. Hyde Beasley, The Mysteries of Johnny P. Youngblood. Daryl Case, Never Ending Spring. Kiana Saldana, The Mysterious Eight and Their Hope Diamond Adventure. Phyllis Entis, The Blue Moon Caper. Cassandra Morgan, Dorothy Clay's and Prison of Venemy. Wendy Thompson, The Third Order. Kathleen Lopez, Between the Shades of Light and Dark. H.B. Tyler, Breaking Steel. Nita Wilkes, Judge Rogan's Secret. Congratulations, everyone.
All right, Joel, this is a crowd gasping sound effect. I have no idea what it's going to sound like. I'm just saying, okay? Okay, evidently it was, well, what? Uh-huh. The crowd gasps.
That's,
I'll find a better one next round.
That's very mysterious.
Thank you. It was mysterious.
Yes,
it was mysterious. Yes. All right, let's go to Thriller.
Thriller. All right, Kerry. Top 10 in the Thriller category. Neil Chase, Iron Dogs. Mm. J.C. Fields, A Lone Wolf. Artie Manani, The Colors of Denial. Chris Lawando, Night Shadows. Jody Burnett, Avenging Adam. Patricia Furstenberg, Silent Heroes. Boris Lee, The Shadows of Insanity. Charles Sisk, The Misadventures of Max Mason. Katori Sarmiento, Carnival Panic. Amanda Steele, Ghost of Me. Congratulations.
Congratulations. Someone handed me this one, Joel, okay? Just saying, man. I'm just saying, man, okay? All right. Good job, everybody.
You had to push that off on someone else to say someone handed that to me, huh?
Yeah. Somebody did. All right, let's go sci-fi. Very, very exciting.
All right, sci-fi. Very cool. Okay, science fiction. Here we go. Top 10 finalists. Lisa Ray Morris, Time Tree, The Guardian. Grace S. Gross, Quantum Spacewalker, Jarl's Journey. D.M. Taylor, The Reckoning, A Time Travel Thriller. Joey Rodriguez, J.Q.R. K. Emerson, Zora, The Adversaries. Joshua David, Seed, Judgment. Lamont Chapman, The Spread. Jeff Walker, The Long Lost War. Lisa Arnoux Brown, Brightblade Saga, Awakening. Michael Kilman, Mimi of the Nowhere. Congratulations, everyone.
Awesome. All right. Young adult and middle grade.
Young adult, middle grade. Here we go. The top 10 are Tasha Madison, Fabric of a Generation. Prachi Gupta, Right from the Start, She Stole His Heart. Anne Williams, The Awakening. Clarissa Rudolph Hastings, The Healing Basket. Noah Halloran, Trailblazing Your Teen Years. Jackie Anders, Aryan Rising. D.L. Blade, The Dark Awakening. Barbara Arantrue, If I Could Be Like Jennifer Taylor. Claudette Mellinson, Rising Tide. Tina Morlock, Where the Bad Seeds Grow. Congratulations.
Now, Joel, the love and support in these comments. First of all, we've increased viewers, which means that people didn't just find out who won and said, oh, cool, I won, I'm off. The amount of people just sharing. This is going to be great for the live stream, too, because the more you comment, the more Facebook realizes, oh, my gosh, there's a big party going on. So good for everybody here, yeah, helping each other out. Let's go now to children's book.
Okay, children's book. Okay, the top 10 finalists in children's are Jody Meltzer, When You Lived in My Belly. Lauren Mosbach, My Sister's Super Skills. Rhonda Balling, Can a Cookie Change the World? Cecilia Tement, If I Could, I Would. J.M. Huxley, Rainbow Land. Gigi Settlemeyer, Talent Fight for Life. Tiffany Tichy, What Can I Be? STEM Careers from A to Z. Lori Orlinsky, The Tooth Fairy's Tummy Ache. Elizabeth Dyer, It's Okay to Be Small. Anne Searle Horowitz, Trident. Congratulations.
Love it. Awesome. Joel, we now have just four more categories.
Yes.
Four more. Let's go to historical fiction.
Okay, historical fiction. Here we go. The top 10 finalists are Tony Sabelos, Forced Turnovers, Tasha Madison, Pharaoh's Shadow, Eileen Joyce Donovan, Promises, Debbie Shannon, The Fisherman, Steve Doherty, Imminent Threat, Deborah Funderburk, Pearl, Rochelle Alexandra, In Alexa's Shoes, Faye Bryant, Louise, Marvin V. Blake, Why, Rebecca Riddell, The Battle. Congratulations.
Fantastic. All right, let's go to general fiction.
Okay, general fiction is the general fiction. Here we go.
Joel, just curious. Do you like stretch your voice at all, or vocal cords, or training for this?
Well, I had a 3-hour Zoom call this morning, so sure.
That's pretty good, my friend. Thank you for training.
All right, here we go. We have general fiction. General fiction, and the top 10 finalists are Cherubim Allen, After the Benediction, Catherine Smith, Lighting the Sky, Sandra Duclos, Waiting for Luigi, Sharon Fevrier, Blossom Tree, Patricia H. LaMarche, Magic Diary, Amy J. Smith, Weeping Willows, Amara Russell, A Rare Diamond, Stephen Zimmer, Crown of Vengeance, Sana Afrin, The Schism of Mind and Heart, Audrey Snyder, The Organization. Congratulations.
Joel, two categories left, correct? Fiction and memoir, correct? Or did I skip one?
I'm wondering if we got general nonfiction this year. Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, so it's not on the script. So that's we're going to add that to the script.
We better add that to the script. Otherwise, we're going to have 10 angry people.
That's right. You want to do it right now?
Let's do it.
All right. General nonfiction. The top 10 finalists are Kareen Thompson, Child and Family Disservices, Lucianne Costa Quattrone, Strategic Faith, Living Beyond Limitations, Susan Juggernaut, The Valley of Flowers, Lila Holly, Camouflaged Sisters, Susan Tedrick, Women of Color in Tech, Marlon Reed, The Diary of a Changed Man, Debbie Shannon, A Crowded Loneliness, Penelope Carcavati, The Art of Afternoon Tea, Allison Clary, Old Dogs, New Chapters, Yvette Lee, The Satan Model. Congratulations.
Now, how many more do you have? Two?
Two.
Memoir and religion. So let's go to memoir first.
Here we go. Memoir is the category. The top 10 finalists are Jill Armijo, Home of the Unknown Soldier, Anthony Brown, From Park Bench to Park Avenue, Nadia Dean, Deep Cover, Marcus Johnson, My Personal Desert Storm, April T. Juke, Pinpoints a Light, Wendy Thompson, Summon the Tiger, Stephanie Collins, With Angel's Wings, Carla A. Carlisle, Journey to the Sun, Denise DeBurst Gines, The Seventh Day. Brian Cardoza, The Unexpected Victim. Congratulations.
Joel, we're going to announce the final category in 1 second. That would be religion. A lot of people are waiting for that one. Let me just say, folks, that again, if you are a top 10 finalist, tomorrow you will get an email with instructions, with a new meme. Voting will start very soon. And we even have a Zoom chat on Friday to talk about how to benefit from this amazing opportunity that you're now a top 10 finalist. And again, if you have not gotten your ticket, get ignitingsoulsconference.com. Joel, every year we have to push people away because we're at capacity. We have a few more openings left. People need to grab it. Let's go to religion and great category.
All right. Excellent. The top 10 finalists in the religion category are Mary M. Stegmiller, Life Lessons from King David and Grandma. Missy Wharton, Don't Mess with This Mama. Chris McClure, The Way to Greatness. Natalie Hansen, Made to Soar. Lainey Robinson, Motherhood Interrupted. Louis Erickson, God the Father Revealed. Marian Poppelmeyer, Finding My Father. Sally Livingston, Get Over It. Jody Almond, Going All In, Finding Success Through Surrender. Michelle Placine, Spring Into Life. Congratulations.
Joel, that was fantastic.
Awesome.
We're just getting started. Voting is going to kick off for these top 10. It's going to be fierce, but it's going to be fun. And what a great group of people that are collaborative. They celebrate each other's success. It was tough. The judges told me that it was a very difficult decision. It always is. Everybody has done a great, fantastic job. And anything else, Joel?
You know, I always enjoy this time. I see the excitement. I see the comments coming through. It's just a fantastic community. And Carrie, just a fantastic program you've developed and given a platform to so many people to get their stories out and get their voice heard. So kudos to you. Awesome, awesome job. And it's always a pleasure to be part of this. So thank you.
Well, I got to give a shout out to the Igniting Souls team because, you know, Brenda Hare, others, fantastic job orchestrating it all. You know, we keep the judges hidden. They're very invisible people because we don't want any judges being paid off. There was worry about that the first year. I said, we're not that sophisticated yet. But I'll tell Brad Pitt he can be happy now, Joel, that we've changed our name, and we'll be there on October 23rd.
Awesome. Thank you. Good luck, everyone.
Take care. We'll see you. Share this. Tag a friend. Spread the message about your book. Take care, everybody. We'll see you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, build up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.